Thank you so much for having me, Kelly.
Hey, some fascinating things going on at the Delaware Art Museum. There's some new acquisitions representing the museum's focus on collecting work by women and artists of color. Tell me all about it.
Of course. So we're very pleased that this past spring the museum was able to purchase a significant body of work by the artist Hank Willis Thomas. This is actually a Delaware Art Museum commission that looked back at Wilmington's history and the uprising after the 1968 occupation of Wilmington by the National Guard. So we're excited about that purchase. We've also made some incredible purchases of much earlier American art, an 1871 oil painting by Robert Duncanson, and some print works as well. In addition, what I'm very excited about is our recent purchase and installation of a major sculpture for the Copeland Sculpture Garden. This work is by Chikaya Booker. It was made in 2008. It's made of recycled tires and stainless steel. And this work is the first work by an African-American artist to be installed in the museum's Copeland Sculpture Garden.
Go into more detail about that. That just perked my interest. Chikaya Booker, talk more about the exhibit itself.
So this work specifically by Chikaya Booker is made of recycled tires and stainless steel. The artist is interested in ecology and working with discarded materials. She's well known for her use of recycled tires. And this sculpture that we acquired one way was previously on view out in Chicago in its Millennium Park. The museum's Copeland Sculpture Garden celebrates large-scale works that are using all different types of material. This was a great new sculpture to come into the garden using interesting materials and a work by a female African-American artist. So our first representation of an African-American artist in the sculpture garden.
Margaret, why do you feel it's so important to collect works of art by women artists and artists of color?
So in acquiring work by women artists and artists of color, it allows us to show our community and present a more inclusive and exciting story of American art and celebrating those artists within our community. And we're celebrating that and seeing this focus not only in our acquisitions, so the works of art that we're buying for the permanent collection, but also in our temporary exhibitions, in our public programs, the kind of performances that we present here at the museum. We're showing the diversity of artistic production today and sharing that with the community of Wilmington.
Now, in addition to the works by artists of color, the museum is focused on acquiring more art by women. Talk about some of the past exhibits.
That's a great question. We have had some really exciting previous exhibitions. We had a really just groundbreaking exhibition on the work of Maurice Bartali Stillman, a well-known at the time, but as we often know, history and art history is not often kind to female artists and artists of color. This was a British Pre-Raphaelite artist who was just celebrated for her works of art. We also had an exhibition of the artist Barbara Bodichon and have been able to make some key purchases by those two artists coming into the museum's collection. We've also had recent exhibitions looking at female American illustrators and the contributions that they have made to the illustration, American illustration history.
All right, we're talking to Margaret Winslow. Margaret is the curator of contemporary art at the Delaware Art Museum in Wilmington. Margaret, explain. I'm sure a lot of young girls come through the museum, budding artists, if you will, budding photographers, if you will. What does this mean for them to learn, for them to experience?
I think there's something incredibly important about seeing oneself reflected in the museum, seeing oneself reflected in the works of art that are on view, the temporary exhibitions that we're hosting here, and the public programs that we are presenting. So to be able to see oneself either through identity or through the cultural association that one makes, you're able to locate yourself in both your own artistic practice and to look to other artists with whom you connect to find places of inspiration.
How long have you been the curator of contemporary art at the Delaware Art Museum?
It will be 10 years this fall, actually. I'm excited to be soon celebrating that anniversary, and it's been an incredible experience being here at the Delaware Art Museum.
We get a lot of visitors here to Delaware. A lot of that visitation is at the Delaware beaches, but there's a lot of culture at the Delaware Art Museum. There's a lot of culture in New Castle County. So for visitors, maybe their first visit to the First State, give people some background about the Art Museum.
That's a great question. The Delaware Art Museum was founded in 1912. We have a strong overview collection of American art with highlights in American illustration, the work of Howard Pyle, a Delaware native who went on to teach many other American illustrators. We also have a special collection of British Pre-Raphaelite art, and that came here through the collecting interest of a local collector. So here at the Delaware Art Museum, we like to say we are representing the greater community and both its artistic interest and its collecting interests. We are really of and by the community of Wilmington, and you see that reflected not only in the permanent collection, but in our temporary exhibitions as well.
All right. As you heard earlier, we're specifically talking to Margaret Winslow about the Hank Willis Thomas and Chikaya Booker exhibitions. Anything else that you want people to know before they experience this at the Delaware Art Museum?
That's a wonderful question. I would encourage people to come and not only get excited about some of these new recent acquisitions that you'll see in the permanent collection, but also to come for the other associated temporary exhibitions that we have and special performances and programs coming up this fall, where you'll see that this focus on collecting work by female artists and artists of color is represented not just in the purchases that we're making, but in the temporary exhibitions that we are presenting. And coming up this fall, we have a strong exhibition, Posing Beauty in African American Culture, that was curated by Deborah Willis, one of the preeminent scholars specifically in photography and in photographs by African American artists. And it looks at the ways in which African and African American beauty have been represented historically in all different types of contexts, whether it be photography, fashion, advertising. So there are so many ways to explore this specific exhibition and how beauty has been contested and explored.
Margaret, is the recent purchases of art by women artists and artists of color the first for the Delaware Art Museum?
That's a wonderful question. No, it isn't really. The Delaware Art Museum has been making significant purchases by women artists and artists of color in the past and has been presenting work by these two groups in the past as well. But there has certainly been an increased focus in making sure that there are even greater representations of artists of color and by women artists. And that's really to allow us to show a more inclusive story around American art and to, again, have a better and more diverse representation for the community in which the Delaware Art Museum is.
Where can people get more information about the Delaware Art Museum?
I encourage listeners to visit us online at delart.org and to connect with the Delaware Art Museum by social media platforms. It's a great way to stay engaged with the Delaware Art Museum and to learn about our exciting collections, temporary exhibitions, and all the public programs and performances we offer here at the Delaware Art Museum.